This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for a family meeting here. You're all in the family. You've tuned into what's on your mind. You're part of the team. We're all together here. We can have a little family meeting. I'm looking at the calendar, and if I count Election Day, 16 days until Election Day. If I don't count Election Day, 15 days. Because by then we better be ready to go. We've spent a lot of time talking about a lot of different issues, candidates and campaigns and issues. And as I've told you before, my greatest fear, as one of the hosts of this program, is to leave out things that are important to you and have you looking at the radio going, hey, come on. Get on it already. Which is why we use a lot of different tools to allow you to tell us what's on your mind. Calling us, 701-258-0550. Toll free if you're living on Mars and want to be able to call without a big phone bill, 800-228-0550.
Mars, though.
Montana, Mars, you know what I'm saying. Wherever you're calling from, we give you the opportunity to text. I sometimes feel really bad because I get to about one-fourth of the texts that come in during the show. And after the show, I spin through them, and I'm just amazed at the knowledge of the audience here. This is a great, great, great audience. What's on your mind, family? But we love those. 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Send your thoughts early in the show for best chance to get in. Todd's is 701-226-8503. Some people like to send us an email, and that's great. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you can't type that long, you can always send it to me, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. Those are ways to let us know what's most important to you, what you want to hear. But we're going to kick off today a little MyPillow poll. These are always fun. We sometimes do a couple of these a month. And we will give away MyPillows randomly to people that answer the question I'm about to pose. And that is, what are the top three most important things on the ballot for me 16 days from today?
For you?
Or for, I'm speaking for the individual. I'm not, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess Scott Hannon's top.
No. Thank you, Todd.
I'm confused there for just a moment.
You are telling us what's most important to you, what your top three are. Okay, and we're going to put all of those in a big grinder, and we're going to tabulate them all up, and we're going to come up with a top 15 list, and we are going to make sure that everyone has everything they need to know about those 15 between now and Election Day. Because here's what I believe is most important. This is what I really wanted to have a family meeting about. I believe, and I believe many of you believe, the United States of America that we know and love is slipping away. I believe that the North Dakota we know and love is slipping away. Minnesota is off the ledge. It is just about to hit the water. And, South Dakota, along with North Dakota, maybe Montana, nearing the ledge. It's a perilous time in which we live. So we all have to find another gear. We have to find a way to go up a notch. The next level. I honestly believe one of the biggest differences you could make is doing something very foreign to most folks from the Northern Plains, and that is having a conversation about how much you care about the country and the direction it's going with someone at work, next door, at the supermarket, wherever. Be unafraid to have a conversation. Not a shouting match, not some ridiculous 50-post string back and forth on social media. Oh, how many notifications? So-and-so replied to your comment. So-and-so replied to your comment. So-and-so replied to your comment. I don't care. I don't. I'm not going to look. I won't. It's just, insane what social media has brought to politics. And people are just vicious. They're smart aleck. That's a nice way of saying it. Petty. Mean. Not all, but a lot on social media. And, it's easy to do. I've done it myself. Where you kind of snarky, reply. It's too easy to do. Not one person is going to change their way of thinking or their vote based on a back-and-forth slugfest on social media. It's not going to happen. They're not changing their mind. You're not changing your mind.
And yet that doesn't stop anybody from getting into the slugfest.
Nope, it doesn't, because it's human nature. You just got to go see, you're sucked into it. You're going to go. My point is, forget it. Don't waste the energy. Don't even waste the energy. Where you can make a real difference is talking, and I've done this. Somebody said, why are you, I'm telling you people that don't know me from Boo, see a bumper sticker or, whatever. I don't know how the conversation starts, but overhear me. Last time this happened was, my daughter was asking me a question about one of the issues. We were at like Noodles and Company or something, and somebody overheard it, and they said, can I ask you, why are you that strongly against Measure One? And I went on to explain about, probably 20 more things than I needed to, but this person was like, really? So it would change the Constitution? And, oh, we really already have that? And it's coming from all these organizations that are putting hundreds of thousands of dollars from California and Massachusetts. Oh, well, so it isn't North Dakota people? I said, well, yeah, they're fronting for it, but it's being paid for by these other people. And, if you decided you cared a lot about this particular, charity maybe that you donated to, and you go to the legislature and say, this is an issue important to our charity, and I care about that charity, I donate to it. You and everybody that donates to that charity. This isn't even about politicians. This is what really got this lady. I said, you just be Joe Q citizen and be ensnared in the mess of Measure One. If you donated to a charity and that charity is before the legislature, that name, your name and how much you donated has to be disclosed. That's why Catholic charities are against it. Anyway, organic conversation? What do you call that? I don't know what you call that.
Good way to put it.
Yeah, just happened. Right? Just happened.
Right.
Those are powerful. Those are powerful. They can make a big difference. And sadly, there's a lot of people that don't pay as much attention to the issues, to the candidates, to what puts North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, the United States of America at peril, as you do, because you're here engaging in the issues. So I would seek out the uninformed voter for just a casual little conversation, okay? And what we'll do here is give you and them information. We're going to pick a top 15 based on the top three you tell us are most important to you. So you text in, here's what I'm, Kramer over Heitkamp, Jager over Boshi, whatever it is. Measure number one, got to go down. You pick your three that you're most motivated about, you feel most comfortable about. Put those into the mix, pick a top 15. Those top 15 will get coverage between now and Election Day. And I won't have to lay awake at night worrying whether or not we're getting to things you want to talk about. And incidentally, if they're a legislative race where you're at, put it on there, because we'll pick a few of these legislative races. Larry Lewick down in Wahpeton is one I hear a lot. People say, what a good man, what a good guy, got to get back in there. Make sure you get them some plugs. You know, stuff like that. People will say that. Well, that's good feedback. We'll go down there and focus on that race between Larry Lewick and his Democratic opponent, Perry Miller, down there. See? Now we know to do it. Gary Ameth and Aaron Oban, same thing. Aaron Oban is being groomed to be the next Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. And so, she is a threat, I believe, to the conservative cause. So, you know, maybe you're going to say that one. I don't care. You decide what they are, but whatever we get the most of, we will focus on those. And again, it's local issues as much as anything. Fargo has this goofy, Measure One approval voting thing that is same deal. These people from out of town going door to door. What are you doing here? What do you care about changing the voting system of Fargo? You don't. There's an ulterior motive here. And by the way, when this is actually implemented somewhere else, then come back and see us. We don't want to be the first in the world to do approval voting, you know, and make communists happy.
How much can you throw at the wall and make it stick?
Doc in Pennington County, South Dakota. Lance and Hope when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Dunn, Stark, Wells, and Bottineau counties in North Dakota, and an extensive lumberyard retirement liquidation auction in Manoman, Minnesota on October 23rd at 9 a.m. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's win this game. Score like Kings, honor your name. Go get that first down, then get a touchdown. Rock 'em, suck 'em.
Fight, 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 fight.
No way.
You know, I used to say I'm the chief bitcher about these tariffs. Fight, fight, fight for our farmers.
Well, highlights from the debate. Clearly, Todd and Kevin have too much time on their hands. What did she refer to herself as on the tariffs thing?
Oh,
You know, I used to say I'm the chief bitcher about these tariffs.
Can you say that? Hello. Todd, could you check that one minute up the flagpole with the...
She's a sitting senator. I mean, who are we to...
Okay.
Hey, and by the way, Kevin's missing a very important piece of audio here, I think. Oh, you know what? You're right. I don't think he was going to bring it up, Todd. Too bad. You can hope in one hand. Happy birthday, SH!
Aren't you guys nice? Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I actually had some listeners text me already this morning that are paying attention to Facebook. That's the one redeeming factor of Facebook. It reminds you when somebody has a birthday.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That was kind of nice. And a listener that had the same birthday. So thank you very much. Thank you. That's worth the goody boy bell. Is that what that is? Good boy. Yeah. My mom used to call me on my birthday. And she would sing Happy mm-hmm. Birthday, and then she would sing Bobby Goldsboro Watching Scotty Grow.
Oh. Why didn't I think of that one?
Yeah. Wasn't that a Bobby Goldsboro song?
You bet.
Yeah,
that was.
Absolutely.
And, that was.
So that was their song when I was little, Watching Scotty Grow. So, 54 today, and I feel like I'm 5. I'm just that energized. I feel fantastic. I have the energy of a 5-year-old, so thank you very much all for your fine.
Listen, you feel like you're 5. I'm thinking I could probably find a few political opponents of yours who would agree with.
Yeah, they probably
that
go,
you're
yeah,
acting like you're 5.
Talks like he's 5 too. Yeah. So folks, when you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application, and nobody knows spray application like guys at High Plains Apache. In fact, I have on my birthday wish list a 2019 Apache sprayer. That's right. The new 40 series of Apache sprayers, they're sweet. That's right. I've got issues in the backyard. I got to take care of it. They have a new look along the new features. The new look on the sprayers are really nice, but the new features are nice too. Financing and leasing available, and they have some new sprayers too. These folks know sprayers. Nobody knows spray application like they do. Same thing with the parts you may need. You're working on getting things in tip-top shape here once the harvest is done. Give them a call at High Plains Apache Mandan, 663-2375. Stop and see them in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Thank you for all the birthday greetings, by the way. I do appreciate it. Lots of texts coming in, and I won't start saying names or we'll get people in trouble, but I appreciate it. Let's see here. Oh, a lot of texts already with the top three. Keep those going, folks. I want Kramer to win and measures 2 and 3 to pass. Another says, Kramer to win, no on measure 1, yes on measure 3. I think measure 3 is going to pass, folks. I do. I don't want it to pass, but I think it's going to pass. And everybody who wants it to pass recognizes that there's some things in there where it's written poorly, like, for instance, you can smoke anywhere. Literally go into a school and smoke. Go into a restaurant and smoke. All right? Or the potency is higher than it is in other states that have legalized it. Or they have a really, really aggressive way to expunge anybody's record who's had a run-in with the law over marijuana in a very short period of time. So law enforcement, not for. But I just hear too many people say they're in favor of Measure 3 to not be concerned about that one at this point. Texter says, Kramer, Armstrong. And the county sheriff election. What county? You got to tell me what county. Because there's a few of those we can focus on as we have. Anyway, keep those coming. We're looking for your top three. And it's a MyPillow poll, which means random texters. Random texters. Get free MyPillows. And it'll allow us to announce tomorrow our top 15 priorities. 15 days until Election Day. And get you the information you need on those. Pennington County, South Dakota is where we go first up here. Doc is on the line. What's on your mind, Doc?
Oh, plenty. You guys sure know how to throw the problems out. I now have two fish to fry. I'll try to be clear and concise and as brief as I can. Basically, happy birthday and many more. I was going to send you a monkey, but it wouldn't fit in the box.
Thank you.
I'm going to do that.
I'd love a monkey. That's on my wish list, too. Yeah.
See, everybody wants a monkey. I wanted a monkey. I never got one. But they gave me the stupid horse. But nonetheless, the first thing he was talking about, communicating to people who don't agree with you politically, is it's very difficult because people are scared and people are suspicious. I go to McDonald's a lot, and as a veteran, I'm not afraid of people. And so I talk to just about anybody, say hi to them. And the key is to be humorous and nice with them and be kind. And to listen, everybody will listen to you. Because it's the one man to another man, one person to another person. That's what gets conversations taken care of. People sitting at computers and sniping at each other is that requires no bravery at all. And so many people are just they're scared to say anything in public. Don't be afraid to say something to your neighbor. That's important. That's the beauty of radio and talk radio is you have the good information out there and you're reaching a lot of listeners. Which brings me to my second fish to fry. I talked to your screener about this briefly. I live in a car. I'm a 69-year-old veteran, and things are difficult. I recently went on the Internet to find more information on the VA, and I found President Trump's Veterans Administration VA hotline complaint line, which I called. And it's manned by several apparently veterans. Well, I thought worked for Donald Trump. They do not. They work for you Veterans Administration. And they were all nice people and took my story, and that was fine. A couple days after that, somebody called in that there was an old guy living in his car in the woods in the Black Hills here, and they were worried. It was me. And when Pennington County Sheriff's deputies came out, we had a conversation. I told them I called the hotline, and Pennington County Sheriff deputies told me that I was wasting my time, and that hotline is where complaints went to die. So the police told me that the hotline's worthless. President Trump saying, here's something for you veterans to, you know, air your complaints, and here's Scott having a birthday, opening up the lines for me to ask other veterans what their experience was and what they feel about the Veterans Administration. And, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. I got a sore throat, and I'm hungry, and I'm cold. But you guys made me laugh this morning, and that's the best medicine for me at this time in my life. So,
well, that's the least we can do. That's the least we can do. Right now I'm thinking you ought to move to North Dakota, where you know there are some incredible veteran service organizations and helping because you're not getting the help you need in South Dakota. But please, Doc, stay in touch with us, and we'll help any way we can. I know there's a lot of folks out there that want to do more for vets, so appreciate your call very much, and God bless you. Lance and Hope. Let's get you in here real quick. What's on your mind, Lance?
Yeah, I appreciate you so much talking about or clarifying the Measure 1. And my biggest beef is the way they word these things on the ballot.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. You're right, Lance. We have Al Carlson here. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But hang on a second. We'll let you finish your comment after the break. Don't go away. We're up against the break. Chad Dickerson.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two, and they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more U.S. lawmakers from both parties are talking about serious consequences for Saudi Arabia after it admits to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, says he understands that the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a valuable one in many ways.
That relationship cannot allow savagery such as this. So I would ask the president to try to thread the needle here, one, two, whether it involves involves imposing sanctions, whether it involves delaying arms sales, making a clear statement of condemnation at the end.
At least 5,000 Central American migrants saying they are seeking asylum from poverty, gang violence, and corruption in their home countries are now marching through Mexico. The Mexican government trying to process asylum requests from members of the group that numbered about 3,000 when they left Honduras. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25% to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclub, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man here. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching the sky grow.
That brings back big memories. You know that, don't you? Yeah. My mom and dad loved that song, and she would sing it every birthday. So, you know how you ever get those calls?
Well, in honor of your mother, we're going to sing it. Kevin and I will sing it for you there, watching.
Bobby Goldsboro did. He did.
Watching Scotty get old. We'll have to change the grow to get old.
Scotty get old.
A little more appropriate. Anyway, thank you for the happy birthday greetings today. I appreciate it. And finding that fun little song, too, as well. What's on your mind brought to you in part by Go Wireline. What a great place to work. These guys, about 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. And really a good group of people. I mean, these are rock solid folks. You're not going to work for any better people. They're in Williston and in Dickinson. And if you're looking for a great job, go to gowireline.com/careers and find out more. gowireline.com/careers. You don't have to have wireline experience either. Just meet the qualifications, being willing to maintain the company's high standard of performance and customer service would be great for you. So Lance and Hope, before the break, was telling us he didn't think much of the way the wording on these measures are. And there's no greater example than Measure 1, because if you read what you're going to see in the ballot, you're going to think, oh, this can't be all bad. But then you get a little deeper into their petition, and it's really bad. So you're absolutely right, Lance. That's one where you got to talk to your neighbors. You got to talk to folks about it. You know what I mean?
Well, anyway, I think a big help is you got to figure out who's pushing that type of a measure, or any measure for that matter, because if somebody on the street offers you a piece of candy, you're going to wonder, well, what's in it, you know? But if it's somebody you know, that tempers it a little bit, doesn't it?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, in fact, a story I've told on the air before. I was walking into a store with my daughter, and a young kid with a clipboard runs over to me and says, want to sign this? It's the anti-corruption measure in North Dakota. I'm like, huh? Let me see what you got there for paperwork. And he showed me the sponsoring committee. And on the sponsoring committee were Ellen Chafee, Susan Wiefald, and Dina Butcher. And there were others. I'm trying to remember. But they were all extreme liberals. They were all extreme liberals, radical liberals, who are almost bitter that the Democratic Party is in the super minority. So I believe what measure one is to say we can't win at the ballot box, so we're going to try and do it another way. But they're also funded, six figures funded, hundreds of thousands of dollars from organizations that are left-leaning radical groups from Massachusetts and California. So it's a good point again, Lance. It really does. You were going to tell me about what changes people's minds. What's your theory?
I guess it was more of a question because, you know, I get into those discussions with people, and I like your previous caller, you know, you got to be kind. But I know people that are persuaded one way, and I'll just go down the list. Well, don't you want closed borders? And don't you want people to have jobs? And those are reasonable requests, but yet they say, by golly, I'm not voting for that guy.
Yeah, you're right, rather than what they stand for. There's a great ad out, I forget who put it out, basically saying, you know, these are the issues of the Democrats. So if you vote for any Democrat, this is what you're voting for. And it does bring out, you know, like the border situation. And, you know, we're seeing this caravan thing right now. I think the Democrats think that that helps them. I think George Soros helped fund this and other radical groups to try and have an optic between the now and the election of people coming to the border and the evil Republicans turning them away. I'm not so sure that's a winning issue for them. I don't know. We'll find out. Lance, I appreciate your call. Please call again anytime. Others waiting as well. And Al Carlson is joining us in studio here today. We're counting down the election, so we're talking to the candidates, Max Schneider and Kelly Armstrong next hour, and Al Carlson right now. Hello, Al. How are you?
Pretty good. Be glad when 15 days have passed. You hate to wish your life away, Scott, but, you know, in election season, it's just time to have it over with.
So your name was first on the ballot when?
1993, the year that Ed Schaefer and the Republican Revolution, where we took every job at the Capitol and gained majority back in the majority in the House, state House, down a couple votes in the state Senate. And
beginning of the turnaround for Republicans.
The only elected office we did not get at that point in time was I do believe that Heidi was the attorney general at that point in time.
So if you had to compare a 93 to now, as far as just being a candidate, and in your case, you're the majority leader, but you're running for your House seat for re-election in District 41 in Fargo, what is the difference?
The lack of civility, probably more than anything. And it's become amazing, Scott, how the truth is not as important anymore as the facts. You know, people would rather talk about what you didn't do instead of the accomplishments that you've made. And what we need to do is stay positive with this, because North Dakota is in a great place, and we just need to keep pushing that forward, that our policies have worked, the things that we've done have worked. We take our message to the people, they vote on us, and we have majorities because of that. So that's the message we're putting forward, is very positive. The best days are still ahead for North Dakota. We're going to keep this a great state. You know, we're not going to make America great again. We're going to keep North Dakota great. I mean, that should be our mantra as we go forward. We fund our priorities. We've built strong reserves when we've had the money. We've returned dollars to the taxpayers when we had extra. You know, I don't know how you can go wrong with a plan like that as our Republican majority goes forward. The issues are always there. It's always about money. In the end, did I get enough or did I not get enough? We want our government to be transparent. We want it to be efficient. We want it to be business friendly. We want reasonable regulation, but not no regulation. We want good, solid regulation that allows our businesses to flourish, but to be good stewards of the state. I mean, that's the kind of difference. And there's a huge difference between the parties. I mean, your listener talked about it a bit. There's a huge philosophical difference. I don't think North Dakotans want open borders. Even though it's not a state issue, I don't think North Dakota voters want that.
Do you believe that as the minority in the Democratic Party has continued, you go back to 93,
yep.
What started there and compared to now, I mean, they literally could caucus in a phone booth. Does that mean that those that remain are much more, you know, to the left and radical and extreme than they were when you started?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that they're in districts that allow them to be elected as Democrats, where we probably couldn't elect Republicans. We've tried. We have an 81-13 majority in the House. Last session, they used the oil tax thing and tried to beat us over the head with it, which was a smart move, the right thing to do, and we picked up 10 seats. And that's their song again this time. I don't think it's a selling message. We saved $1 billion for this state by getting rid of all the triggers
And that's one of those issues that if you spend 5 minutes just understanding the fundamentals of where it was, what you guys did, if they had their way, the state would have had less revenue.
Absolutely. We'd have been $1 billion short. And last session, we had $1.7 billion shortfall over the biennium before. Basically, every agency except education and human services took at least a 15% reduction. We did. There's 600 less people working in state government today. We didn't lay anybody off, Scott. They were attritions from empty positions and retirements.
How could it be controversial for Republicans to have a higher tax proposal on the oil industry than the Democrats?
There was a lot of people who paid more money. And that, especially when you take away the stripper well exemption that was out there, you could have put a Bakken well in a stripper well field and had a 0% extraction tax.
Where do you feel they personally have been the most unfair to you?
Well, you know, they always don't like the leader because he takes charge of issues like the medical marijuana thing. That was the bill that we passed, or that was passed by the voters, was awful. It didn't even decriminalize it. So the majority leader in both chambers and the minority leader in both chambers introduced a bill and fixed it. So to make that a political issue is absolutely wrong, because it was bipartisan the first day to make it a safe product for little Jeannie. Now, are we disappointed that it's taken 2 years? Absolutely. Is it the legislature's fault? No, it's not. We created a product so that when little Joni, who has seizure, takes it, we know that she's going to take something that's safe for her to take. I think that was our public responsibility. But to say that we screwed that whole thing up is wrong. We fixed it.
We had a call earlier before you came on asking about the confusion over Measure 1 and the ballot language. Is there anything the legislature can do to, right now Measure 3 is an example. I hear people saying, well, Rick Becker today came out and said he would support it, Measure 3, and that he would count on the legislature to clean it up. Well, it seems to me we have a broken process if we put something on the ballot that needs to be cleaned up. I mean, is there anything we can do here?
Well, the initiated process and referral process is North Dakota history at its finest, allowing people, if they have an idea, to put it on the ballot. And we like people to vote. But it was always meant to be by North Dakotans for North Dakotans. And if you look at Measure 1, for example, that was not by North Dakotans for North Dakotans. That was bought and paid for by outside interests trying to influence the free speech in the state of North Dakota. Now, nobody likes ethical problems. No, everybody wants transparency. Nobody wants corruption. We passed a great bill last time in the legislature on ethics, and a lot of the Democrats voted no. I mean, I don't understand it. They're the ones who wanted it. We cleaned it up, made it pretty good on reporting for campaign contributions, what you could use the money for, all those kinds of things, and they vote no with a lot of them. And I'm saying, wow. You know, we fix it up and we vote. They talk about ethics and they vote no. But the major problem with number one, Scott, is the fact that it's constitutional. We can't touch it. When it goes into you're taking the document that this state was established on and you're putting in a bunch of language that is by far not perfect. And it has inherent problems. When the American Civil Liberties Union doesn't like it over here, way left, and when the North Dakota Chamber over here doesn't like it, you know that there's a problem with it, because both sides on two extremes say this thing is wrong for North Dakota, and we need to make sure that one gets defeated.
A texter wants to know what you think of approval voting, the measure one on the Fargo ballot.
You know, I don't think approval voting is right, where I could vote for 11 candidates, or like in the last one, 9 candidates. I could cast 9 ballots, and whoever two gets the most, the top two would be the winners. I think it needs to be adjusted in the city of Fargo, because you should have more votes than you get. Have the runoff like we used to or something. I haven't been involved in that process. But to vote for every candidate on the ballot really makes no sense to me as being a good idea.
Al Carlson with us on What's on Your Mind. You got to skedaddle to a meeting?
I've got a few minutes yet.
All right, we'll take a quick break and talk to Al a few more minutes on the other side of the break. Then get to your calls. Lots of folks waiting. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Okay, royalty owners, listen up here. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter is again holding their annual convention, the Oil and Gas Minerals 6th Annual Convention, Bismarck, North Dakota, June 28th and 29th. Mark your calendars. This is an educational event that is open to the public. As always, the presentations offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Thursday night includes dinner, a movie about the history of the Bakken, a tour of the North Dakota Heritage Center at the State Capitol, and more. For those new to mineral ownership, Mineral Management 101 will be offered. To register, go online, naro-us.org/events. That's naro-us.org/events. Or call 800-558-0557. 800-558-0557. And don't miss this year's Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. Hurry for those early bird deals.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Chat with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, who is a candidate for re-election in District 41 in North Dakota. Because he's a majority leader, that won, obviously, a race that many people watch. We have a MyPillow poll going today. And by the way, MyPillow has the new mattress topper now. Oh, my gosh, is that great. And for a limited time, they told us, lop 30% off the price for any of your listeners, Scott. And it is great. Plus, they throw in two standard pillows. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. The MyPillow poll is simply this. Tell us your top three priorities for Election Day, 16 days away.
top three priorities, because then we're going to assemble a top 15 list and make sure those 15 races get attention now till Election Day so everybody knows what they need to know. Whatever the race may be, you let us know, okay? Simple as that. Al Carlson is here for a couple more minutes. Asked to zoom off to a meeting at 10 o'clock. So your opponent is a woman by the name of Pamela Anderson. What do you want voters to know about your opponent?
Well, I think you just look at the voting record of both of us. I'll gladly stand behind my voting record of lowering your taxes, making government more transparent and more efficient, dealing with the flood protection for the city of Fargo. There's $570 million back into this city because of the work that people like Senator Tom Fisher and Senator Tony Grinberg and myself did years ago. The $120 million for interior flood protection, the 12% property tax. When we had extra revenue, we gave a 12% credit back to every property owner in Cass County. For the 4 years we did it, we brought $93 million back of state money that helped lower your property taxes. Now, the good news and the bad news of that is we ran out of money when the market went down, because that was oil money. And when that market went down, we couldn't do it. But the fact is, we did it when we had it. We didn't blow it. We didn't spend it away. We gave it back to the people who had to pay taxes. And those are the kind of things you want to know. There's a huge difference between the parties, like I said before, Scott. You know, we're a party. I mean, you're like me. I stand for the flag. You know, and I honor our troops, both past and present. And I don't think we should have open borders. And I don't think sanctuary cities violating our Constitution is right. You know, there's all kinds of things. I don't believe late-term abortions are right for 1 minute. You know, and those are the kinds of things that they may be federal issues, but they resonate all the way down to the lower level in our state. And people just need to know what the differences are.
Are there enough people in Fargo, you know, in general? I guess District 41 is what you're most concerned about, obviously. But it seems to me that we would have a coin flip on those issues in Fargo, sadly.
You know, I don't think it's a coin flip. I still think it's on the positive side for us. You know, I think that it's still there. When you dig down deep into the North Dakota roots, you'll find that those issues are still important to those people. You know, you are what you are. When you have a voting record, you can't hide from it. You know, on my side or their side, you can't hide from it. I'm proud of my voting record.
Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, District 41. Al, thanks for the time.
You bet. We'll someday we should do this again.
Anytime.
All right.
You know that. Always a great resource and willing to come on whenever we ask. We appreciate
that. I have a little
that.
Proposal that'll come out later in the week we'll have to talk about.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. We love that. Good idea to kick things off at the legislative session. All right. Let's see here who is next. Chad and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. Hey, just calling with a concern. First, happy birthday. But
thank you.
I ran into a situation in which I've talked to some officers here in Dickinson, and they're under the same concern I am. I live across the street from an elementary school, and me and my wife have noticed what I would consider drug traffic going to an apartment that is not even 200 yards away from me, which is not even 200 yards away from the school. And have talked with officers. One officer informed me that SWAT has been at this apartment two times. And him and his officers are upset because they go in, they arrest them, they go to court, and they're let right back out. Well, I just recently learned yesterday from an old buddy of mine. I actually got visited from a ghost from my past. I'm not sure what his involvement is, but he was watching another apartment that's maybe 50 yards away from me, and not even 50 yards from the schoolyard. And I asked him what he was doing. He said he was checking out this house because some crap was going to go down. And I know he's in the game. But he informed me that there's heroin being dealt out of that apartment. So now I've got heroin in one apartment. I got meth in the other apartment. I've got cops that have been there. They can't do anything about it because of our governor's wife's proposal to rehabilitate rather than incarcerate, which I was for, but now I'm seeing the aftermath of it. And this, again, is both within 200 yards of an elementary school. And this isn't just my concern. The cops are concerned, too. They can't do anything about it. They're watching these people go in and come right back out.
Well, something's not right with that. You know, again, if they know it's illegal activities happening, Clearly, the effort to rehabilitate has gone wrong, so you would have to be on the business end of the law there. I don't know. Something doesn't sound right from law enforcement there, certainly with the, you know, larger issue of trying to, you know, deal with, you know, recovery in a different way, which I think makes sense. But that doesn't mean you, they're not in recovery if there's, you know, drug activity happening back and forth. You know what I mean?
Yep. And this might shine some light onto the county sheriff debate that was mentioned earlier, and that might be Stark County versus Astrick and Corey Lee, because Astrick, our current sheriff, is spouting how they've been so harsh on the drug war, and
we're going to have to leave it there, Chad. We're up against a break. Stay in touch on that issue. We'll continue to shine light
to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.